I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, November 20th. City of Quincy is now in the yellow category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. As of yesterday, Quincy went from green to yellow as the 1 week and 2 week daily new case averages are both over 15 and 13% respectively, and the positivity rate increased to just over 2%. There were 15 new cases of the virus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 190. There have been 138 deaths. About 40 endangered sea turtles are being treated for hypothermia at the New England Aquarium Animal Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard after being found stranded on Cape Cod beaches. Each year, the turtles become stranded as the water temperatures fall. Volunteers frequently scan the ocean beaches on the outer Cape to rescue the turtles. They will be released into warmer southern waters after recovering. 31-year-old Michael Carter of Pembroke has been charged with breaking into a car on Mortimer Terrace in Quincy just after 1 o'clock this morning. Police say a caller reported a man looking into vehicles. Carter was arrested at the scene. Quincy Housing Authority is hosting a free mask giveaway. There'll be three drive-through locations today and tomorrow at Sawyer Towers on Martinson Street, Snug Harbor on Bicknell Street, and Tobin Towers on Clay Streets. The masks will be given away Friday from noon to 4 p.m. Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. Every resident will be provided with 10 free masks for the holiday season while supplies last. Quincy Salvation Army is looking for bell ringers for their annual holiday kettle drive. They are hiring full and part-time workers through December 24th. You're encouraged to apply in person at the Quincy Salvation Army headquarters on Baxter Street. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, November 20th.